3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday!
Woo! So if I was a girl.
We know.
What do you mean if?
If I was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying if, but.
My clitoris.
Okay.
I'd rub that thing till there ain't no more clitoris left.
Oh, holy shit.
Alrighty.
That is the end of our podcast. Alright, thank you for staying.
Thank you guys for being our watchers and our listeners for this long. Sorry, it seems like You've Been Served podcast is going out of business.
Yeah, right. So welcome to You've Been Separated. Alright.
Yet again.
I'm your main voice, Tyus. Alright, taking a step away from all of my alter egos and getting back to what I love the most. Entertaining people.
And being a woman.
And being a dumbass.
I mean, okay.
I got dark. Darker than me.
Wowzers.
That's not possible.
Whoa. You'll be surprised. Have you seen my grandpa?
I have not. Why would I be seeing your grandpa?
I don't know. You know, you guys probably crossed paths. Didn't even know it.
All right. So this is a little bit of a special episode because we're gonna go live during part of it as well.
Yeah. So please tune in. I'm saying this like somebody's actually listening to our podcast.
They're not gonna hear this until like 2 weeks from now.
On the fucking computer. Like, tune in. My brain is fried. I'm sleepy.
So you got a rock star.
Wow, you gotta sip it into the mic, don't you?
Yeah,
every time.
Sipping is what I do.
Every
Bishop time. Cognac in the building.
Why do you talk?
Because English.
Yep. Doesn't answer my question.
Because English.
Yep. He's a talented Englisher. I'll tell you that right now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Englisher. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Yeah. All right.
It'll never happen again. Don't worry.
Well, while we wait for that to happen, we got a couple topics in store for you today.
Yeah.
All right. Now the real question is, will they be entertained?
I don't know. I guess there's only one way to find out. No, isn't there?
There is only one.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Because it's Halloween. Halloween is right around the corner.
I hate you guys. With the burning passion, I hate you guys.
Damn, you're on fire?
Not mom. This guy is on fire!
Oh! I like this thing too, bro. It's so beautiful. Ooh, do your thing, baby boy. What you want to talk about?
All right. So here we go. So actually, I had a friend of mine from the military whose girlfriend actually listened to our podcast as well. Thank you guys for listening to us. It's Carly and Sylvain. Sanders is his first name, but since I know him through the military, we always go by our last names.
Yeah.
His last name is Sylvain.
Sylvain.
Yes.
Sylvain. Hey, bro, why are you so vain?
Oh, my God. Dude.
This motherfucker.
Get the fucking hook.
So, they were telling us, we were talking about the podcast and everything. He
Jacob
was telling
says gay, by the way, just so you know.
Hey, Jacob, fuck off.
Get your dick sucked.
Whoa.
No, he's, okay. Anyway.
Like I was saying, back to the topic.
Right, all right.
His girlfriend was saying that she likes it when we end up staying on one topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times where we have like four different topics, but then one topic doesn't last very long, and we end up going for like a good 40 minutes on just one. And she likes that better than us hitting multiple topics in one session. So my friend was saying, she was saying that she likes it when we stay on one topic more. For whatever reason, it's easier for her to, you know, stay tuned, interested and stay plugged into the topic, and just hearing multiple views on that one topic.
Understandable.
I can kind of see what she means. I mean, I do kind of like when we get onto one topic and we just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I don't like to stay on that one topic if I see it's like not really going anywhere. We're kind of running out of steam.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like the options of hitting new topics.
Right.
But you know, everyone's different. Everyone has different ideas and different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Robert? And is Jacob still talking shit?
Jake's always talking shit. Well, regardless, I think that I think it's really valuable to have multiple subjects. Because if we were just to focus in on one thing, then we wouldn't be able to cover or get an opinion on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I do agree. Look, if we really lock in on something and it remains entertaining and interesting for a full hour or for a full 45 minutes,
yeah,
then yeah, by all means. But that's not generally the case.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, we'll talk about something, and even when I'm editing,
yeah,
I'll start cutting because I'll be like, all right,
mm-hmm.
this is getting boring to me.
Yeah.
And if it's boring to me, somebody who's actually invested in the people and the conversation,
yeah,
then it's boring to, you know, whoever's listening.
That's fair.
That's how I feel. Yeah. But yeah.
What about you, Ty? What do you think? I thought you said it was off.
Oh, you see, this is the watch, not the phone. The phone is dying.
Are they not connected?
Yeah, but I'm not watching my live on my watch.
I just answered the question, damn it.
Well, first of all, I forgot my first point. All right. Second of all,
I actually hurt my head.
You deserve that.
Second of all, I feel like your friend, this ain't the podcast for her.
I mean, she still listens. She likes our topic. She likes hearing us. But yeah,
we can't do that. Hey, Bryson. Yeah, we can't do that.
Why can't we?
Because
can't just hit one topic?
I mean, it's hard. Because if you take shows like, what's that one show with all the girls, like Whoopi Goldberg and stuff? I think it's
softcore porn.
The View.
Thank you. Thank you, because I don't know what he was saying.
What? No, don't worry about reading it. We're just going to ruin the podcast. Oh, he said The View.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, if you take shows like The View, they find topics that are like, they take topics that are very vague.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you can't really condense it until you start to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, these are all topics that we come up off the top of our heads, yeah. You know? And on top of that, I feel like it's a lot more fun this way because
mm-hmm.
it's really hard for us to stay on one topic anyway. Like, even on a regular basis, when do we have a topic that lasts a good-ass long time?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I can only have a topic like that when it's one-on-one and I need a moment to dive into your third eye.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, let me play devil's advocate real quick, though.
Because
I do think that you can make an argument that because staying on one topic is such a skill, only people that can stay on one topic should have a podcast.
Yeah. Like, you know? Joe Rogan does a good job of
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And I think, and it was an example that they brought up that, because you're just getting the door now.
This is my preferred.
Oh, that's what you wanted? You wanted the entrance?
All right. Damn.
No, so my friend brought it up. He's like, yeah, what Joe Rogan does is that he'll find one specific topic that he'll want to hit, and he'll get an expert within that topic. So it's, although he may not know too much about it, because he even says, like, he's not a genius. He knows a lot of different things, but he's not a genius. But if he brings an expert or somebody who knows this specific topic and they're, you know, and this is their field,
yeah,
then they can have a back and forth. He can ask questions, the things that he's curious about, things that he wants to know about, dissect it and understand it. And they can go back and forth for hours, which is why his podcasts are usually like an hour to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why people would get interested for that long and they would stay tuned for that long because, yeah, it's back and forth. And Joe Rogan has this personality that he really knows how to ask a question, just keep on going until he can find the new question and go on to the next part of that topic, which is, I think, it's a really, really good skill.
Yeah.
I do like our setup of hitting different topics. I think it's mm-hmm. cool. I think it is hard to find topics sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we just can't do that. Today we barely got these three, and I don't even know how these are going to go.
Well, but that's kind of the fun of it, though.
That
you
is,
have no
yeah,
idea,
right,
like, where
right.
it's going to go.
But we're just playing Russian roulette with topics.
For the most part. But at the same time, like we were saying earlier, like, not on the podcast, but we were saying, like, just the three, four of us, that it's cool because our vibe is the fact that it's just three, four friends that get together, and we're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, we're having a few drinks, talking about our day, talking about topics that are interesting to us, and we're bullshitting with each other at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, Ty, like, it's time to shave that beard.
Good luck.
Fuck.
There well, we go. You know how he was like, how we could draw on him when he's asleep?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah,
he did say that.
I never said
that.
So, I think that applies to shaving, too. So.
That's true. It should be.
Well, yeah, no.
So it's funny you guys say that, because I have my blade.
So, oh, perfect. We can. He has the blade, so we can shave him.
Oh, no. It's not for shaving. It's for stabbing.
You want to go?
Yeah, what's up?
Wait, what?
You
want
to go?
We can step outside.
Damn.
Right, we can do it right in here.
Nah, because I don't want to get blood off on the floor.
Oh, okay, that's the reason.
You know, and you know.
I didn't do it. I didn't say it. It was Ty. Ty said it.
Wow, producer, you just got called out.
No cardboard or boombox.
No, but for real, I do think that, I don't know, I want to keep things fresh. And the longer we stay on one thing, the less fresh we can keep it. And the other thing is, we get together, what, maybe like once every 2 weeks? And now, especially with you gone and Christian gone, our, you know, our conversations are very limited.
Yeah.
To just limit it to, and this is the majority of the time we hang out. Like, we'll go out for drinks and stuff every once in a while, but most of the time when we hang out, it's doing this.
Yeah. Everyone's got stuff to do.
And that's not, I'm not saying it as a bad thing, but I am saying if we were to limit it, okay, we can only talk about this thing for an hour, the conversations that we would have just as friends would be pretty limited too.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would negatively impact our friendships to some extent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's fair. And it was an interesting topic that she brought up.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even her. It was my friend.
Yeah.
That he brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
But that she still listens. She still likes our vibe. She still likes hearing us. But yeah, like if she has to pick between listening to a podcast that has multiple topics and they hit them, between another podcast that just has one specific topic, normally she would go for the one specific topic. But you know, that goes with anything.
Yeah,
that goes with anything. I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, whoever wants to listen, whoever's interested, more than happy to have you.
Not your cup of tea.
Yeah, well, I don't even think we're trying to hate.
No,
I wouldn't go as far as Ty and say we're not your cup of tea. But I would say, look, if you want to hear one topic, listen to that topic. When that topic's over, pause it.
True. Yeah.
And stop it. And if you're interested in the next topic, then come back to it later.
Yeah.
And then you just split it into three. You know, you get three very small podcasts.
Yeah.
Or do you one better? Why not just help us come up with some ideas?
Well, that's true, but even then, it still wouldn't be a 45 to an hour minute podcast.
Depending on the topic she brings up.
Okay.
That's a long conversation.
That's true.
We could. We've hit topics that can normally hit a lot longer, but we stop them. Or we don't even get on it because we know for a fact it can be its own specific episode.
There are definitely topics that we've touched on, and we've spent 45 minutes to an hour on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As well. So, but even then, we'll usually talk about something on the side. Like, we like to open the podcast with, like, hey, how are you guys? How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
You know, which is irrelevant to whatever our topic is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, I like that. I like that, like, every episode before we, you know, start, we kind of check in, like, you know, are you guys good?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing.
Well, it's the same thing as, like, you know, just meeting up with, like we've been saying, like, meeting up with friends and everything, catching up. And, like, oh, how you guys been and everything. So, it's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
No, I just want to say, like, even with this topic at hand, you know, the first thing I want to clear up is this is not to slander you, all right? When she listens to the podcast, she'll know this topic will be for her, and this is not to slander you at all. This is your opinion of how you would want a podcast to go, and we respect that opinion. We just simply, or at least I simply ask that if this is something that you'd like for us to do, help us incorporate that idea. You know, help us come up with some more ideas that we can spend a lot more time on. You know, and maybe we can also, okay, what the fuck is going on? All right.
We're talking about nothing was happening.
Stop being weird, dude.
Yeah, Ty.
Fucking weird.
God damn it.
I can't help it.
Who is this guy?
You did.
We did, yeah. But
all right. Unfortunately, you brought this riddle in.
Damn it.
All right.
You're cool? All right.
Yeah, so.
That's on me.
Drinks on you, dog.
No, drinks aren't on me. No. I'll get my beer, you get your beer.
Just finishing up what I was saying. Just, we'll probably try to help out with that little opinion as well as by finding some vague topics, not talking about a specific topic and just waiting until we come up together. But even then, just understand that this is how this podcast has brought us closer than a lot than anything else. And with all due respect, just listen to us. You know, like Robert said, maybe you can pick and choose the topics you want to listen to on a daily basis. It's up to you, you know? But this podcast is just for the betterment of our friendship and for the sake of fun, you know, with the ideas and the hopes of maybe branching out to something big.
I will say, I think we've already, a couple of times, I mean, even just listening to Christian's story about, you know, saving somebody's life with our podcast, because that's exactly what happened. We have life healing properties here at You've Been Served.
Right.
But what I will say is we have been making some sort of an impact. I was talking to my father, who listens to the podcast.
Oh, no way.
Which I felt a little bit weird about at first, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But he listened to that episode we did on mansplaining. Right?
That was two episodes ago, right?
Yeah,
two episodes
something ago. Like that. And he hadn't heard it before. He didn't even know the term mansplaining.
Oh, really?
So he learned something from listening to the things that we think about.
Yeah.
You know? And I think Christian, too, also didn't know what mansplaining was before.
Oh. As most women as he deal with? That's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. That's, yeah. But that's, so we're, even if people don't agree with us or they don't, like, you know, maybe how we jump around topics, we are touching on things that other people either they don't know or they're learning from, or at least if they disagree with us, they're learning why they disagree with us.
Yeah.
You know, and they can articulate that better, and I think there's power in that too.
But I do like the fact that is something that we also hit on. It's like, we know not everybody's going to agree with us. Mm-hmm. Probably everybody disagrees with us, but that's the cool thing about it. We embrace it. We're not afraid of it. Like, we're not saying, we said it many times, we're not geniuses. Mm-hmm. Our word isn't gospel.
Speak for yourself, George.
We're not geniuses.
No, speak for yourself.
Me and Ty aren't geniuses.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And we're bonding.
Yeah! Like, for example, another topic that people may agree or may not agree is, you know, Jay-Z's net worth and Beyonce's net worth.
Oh.
See what I did there?
What do you mean by that? You what? Spit on the microphone?
No, I did not spit on the microphone.
You don't even know if that's the one I bought.
Oh, fuck. Good point.
No. All right. Tell us about that.
Beyonce's net worth is how much?
I believe the number is roughly estimated to about $3 to $4 million.
Give or take. Mm-hmm. Could probably be more. But either way, Jay-Z's net worth is
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Right
now,
he doing big things.
I can't say that I disagree with that, with those numbers. I can see why. I know he does a lot of stuff behind the scenes. There's a lot of producing. Maybe he doesn't perform as much as before. Mm-hmm. But I know the dude has a lot of investments from back in the day, and he's been doing a lot of work since back in the day. Don't get me wrong, Beyonce kills it, and her performances are amazing, and it's Beyonce. But Beyonce, I don't know if I disagree with these numbers. And I'm pretty sure I got some viewers already. I know my roommate would fucking kill me if she heard me say that I disagree with those numbers. Oh, yeah. She loves Beyonce.
That's pretty much rich. Like.
Whoa.
Huh? What? I was coughing.
Were you now?
What was that?
I don't want to know. Actually, I do know, but I don't want you to say it. I don't want you to say it.
Okay. Oh, I get it. No. All right. So, back to you.
But you already had it. Very well.
Wow.
So, my drink almost came out of my nose this time.
What? Oh, okay. 13 minutes later.
Yeah.
But well, would you guys agree, disagree? What do you guys think?
Being this funny hurts.
Who the fuck said you were funny?
The fuck?
The what?
He's funny. It's just not always intentional.
Thank you.
That's
my best jokes are told seriously. With that being said, to answer your question,
it wasn't a compliment. It wasn't on your side.
Back to you.
Thank you.
No,
my jokes.
I kind of agree with you. I think it's a good example of how oftentimes notoriety doesn't necessarily equal worth.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think we all can agree that name-wise, Beyonce is bigger than Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I would say that. I think more people know the name Beyonce. More people are like, oh, Beyonce performing? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not to any disrespect to Jay-Z. He's a fantastic rapper, you know, and producer, etc.
Yeah.
But he's not... he doesn't get that same reaction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's got multiple platinum albums. Mm-hmm. You know, he just put out 444... Well, not just, but recently he put out 444. He bought a football team, like part stake in a football team recently.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
So he's out there, he's making moves, right? And I think that the fact that he is silent is kind of indicative of the fact that, you know, that he's big.
Silent but deadly.
Man, it's not a fucking fart, dude.
That's not what he meant.
Anyways.
All right. So, but what are your thoughts? Is there a pay gap disparity, do you think?
I will start off with a little anecdote.
Mm-hmm. Just a little anecdote. As you always do.
Mm-hmm. Because, man, storytelling is the best. I enjoy storytelling.
You do. That's there's no lie there.
So one day, you know what I'm saying, I was at the beach. You feel me? Doing a little bonfire with some friends. You know what I'm saying? And the topic of Beyonce came up because everybody, we listened to this music on the loudspeaker. We realized Beyonce been playing for a cool minute, like a lot of Beyonce. I'm just like, ladies, what's going on? Because ladies was in charge. Like, what's going on with the music? I ain't got nothing better. Everybody got mad. I don't know what's wrong with Beyonce. I'm like, I'm just saying, nothing wrong with Beyonce. Just Beyonce ain't the only person that exists. So where the rest of the music at? You know, they sitting there having their conversation about Beyonce, me purposely trying to stir the pot. I'm like, so what's up with Jay-Z? Like, y'all don't like Jay-Z? Oh, fuck Jay-Z. You know, he the one that cheated, yada, yada. He ain't worth shit. You know, I got to add the action, John, thing, because I was talking to a lot of black girls. You got to do this.
He's still just doing this. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, dude, you know.
Ooh, man. Ooh. I just love losing fans, but.
For real, though. Honestly.
What did you say last time? He's like, damn, you feminine. Or what did you say? Feminist.
Fucking feminist.
I was like, oh, didn't we not just tell you to be careful what you say?
Yeah, I don't know. He never listens.
It's all right.
It's why he's on You've Been Separated.
Yep. All that needless to say that I understand. All right. I understand you Bayhive Cooperatives. That's code name for all of Beyonce lovers. They're part of the Beehive. Mm-hmm. It's some crazy shit.
Got it.
Weird shit. I don't understand. I'm a human being, or at least so I think, but I'm definitely not a bee. So I say that because, like, I can understand. Agreeing with what you said, Beyonce is an amazing performer. Lady still got an amazing body on her. Me, personally, I still pick Alicia Keys or Beyonce, but that's some other pot I'ma stir. Not today, though. But I understand. Given also what you said, Jay-Z makes a lot of money moves. All right, when he first started off his career, we know that Jay-Z started off as a hustler, an upcoming rapper. Man was putting out a lot of albums too. And I know majority of his albums because my dad used to be a DJ, and one of his favorite rappers, Jay-Z. All right, a lot of the hood people love their Jay-Z. So I feel like now it's safe to say that Jay-Z's kind of taking a step back. I like that noise. That turned me on.
That noise likes you, Ty.
I don't know what's going on here today.
Slippery slope.
Slippity slide.
Yes.
Slippity slide in.
All right. Ooh. Smooth like butter. All right. But Jay-Z, I feel like Jay-Z's kind of taking a step back from his own personal music production to make time for other things. I feel like it's safe to say, like, now Jay-Z is more of an investor than he is deemed as a rapper.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine because a man with that type of money, you should want to eventually start being smarter about how you spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's something I want to eventually get into too. You know, because, like, for example, 50 Cent, same thing. He was an upcoming rapper, started to make a lot of money, took a little break from rapping, started doing investing. And I think he bought Ciroc, if I'm not mistaken. So, hey, it makes sense that his net worth is worth a lot because the man has a lot of...
It makes sense.
Childish ass.
I can make Thai jokes too. Don't look at me like that.
High five.
I hate you guys.
Hey, you're leaving me alone with him. What do you expect?
You're right. My fault.
I gotta get on his good side. Now that I have nobody here to back me up.
fuck?
I'm not bad of a person. Goodness, you sound like I got a gum just pointing at you like this behind my back, like you gonna be my friend. Okay? You gonna love me. Alright? I'm all you got, bitch. Like, what the hell? Goodness, that's my opinion. Y'all speak. I need a break. Damn.
That was a long opinion.
God damn it. I was invested, but now fuck it. I don't care.
I do think it's likely that there is gender is at play.
Okay.
I think it's a factor. Even if I do think that Jay-Z, it makes sense that Jay-Z's net worth is higher than Beyonce's. I think it does. I think there's plenty of evidence to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure that, you know, being a woman has affected her negatively compared to Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least when they first came out.
Okay.
You know, because Jay-Z, like when he hit the streets, he was popping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had like great albums. Everybody was on like with it, and he made his money in the beginning, at least, a lot off of the same stuff that has made rap famous for a while. A lot of which is kind of male chauvinist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not to hate, because I love OG rap as much as the next guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and then she, of course, you know, had all the things of being a woman working against her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that has played a part. However, I do think that the fact that Jay-Z is above Beyonce in terms of monetary net worth, I think that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Some good points. Some good valid points.
Very good valid points. Very good.
Yeah. So, like I said, very good valid points.
You're leaving me alone with him,
I know,
George.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
You are responsible for whatever happens to me. I hope you know that.
Why am I responsible?
What's going to happen to you?
I don't know.
He was terrified. He was so terrified. I don't know.
Well, how bad of a person am I? God damn. I got to go. Where's the nearest mirror? I need to go self-reflect. Like, this is... Ouch.
It's okay, buddy. We still love you. We just, you know.
We're just afraid of you.
Sometimes.
That's why I was like.
Sometimes I cry. You know what? There was actually a kid in school back in high school that I don't know why or how or why, what, who, where, when, why. I don't know.
It's just hard.
But for whatever reason, he got attached to me.
Mm-hmm.
He got attached to me, and like I think it was because like I, you know, saw that he was like hanging out by like our group.
Yeah.
And I went up to him like, hey, how's it going, man? Like, how you doing today?
Yeah.
And I think it was more because like, I was trying to get by him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to be polite, say what's up to him.
Yeah.
And I made small talk with him for like 2 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And I kept walking. He followed, so we kept talking.
Mm-hmm.
Went to, you know, go get a water bottle.
Started walking back
towards my group, and he just kept staying with the group. Well, my girlfriend at the time kept like asking me, you know, who is that guy? Like, he started coming around with the whole group. He just started following me. His name's Marcos. I just met him today, you know. And the next day was the same thing. And he got attached to me.
Uh-huh.
Every time at lunch, he wouldn't leave me alone. He would be like, "We're tight right now."
Uh-huh.
Like right next to me.
Would he talk to you, or
would he would talk to me? He would talk to me, and like sometimes it would be out of nowhere, in the sense of like I'm literally just standing there talking to my girlfriend, and he'd come up and be like, "Hey, George, so you know, like, what do you think about, like, birds? What about them? Which birds are we talking about here? Talking about, you know, birds that fly, birds that don't, like, woo."
In the back of his head, he's like, "Bro, I'm trying to bust a nut. What do you want?"
I'm the bee, you're the bird.
Oh, damn.
I got this thing.
Oh, damn.
So it was just weird. And I remember I told my mom about the situation. Because I told her, I don't know. Sometimes like I'm just literally just hanging out with my girlfriend or talking to the guys, and like he'll just be right there. And I don't want to be mean and be like, "Hey, bro, go away." Because like, and I sometimes do include him in the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, "Yeah, man, come on in." But the other times, like, he's just right there. Like, hey, it's either be in the group, or don't be in the group. Like, don't just stand right there.
Yeah.
You're freaking me out. So it's nice to see that I have a friend like that now.
That was all.
You miss her, bitch.
Alright. Since we're talking about weird, or not weird, but kind of surprising, like, teenage experiences.
Yes.
When I was in... I was savage as fuck.
You really... I mean, it was a true story, but kind of like how I saw it was going, like, I know exactly where I can end this.
Alright, I have a true story, but before I say...
I evolved.
Yes.
Before I say my true story, let me just give some credit to Ty, because I was talking to him earlier. And especially given that, I feel like I owe it to him on the podcast. I was telling him I've been watching it, and a lot of times I think Ty is a catalyst for what makes this podcast good.
Yeah.
Because...
Bitch. You needed me for that joke.
Because...
You fuck up.
Dude, it's because you were the joke. So, yes.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying.
Because...
I don't like you.
Because I'm not that funny. Ty is relatively entertaining. And you're funny when you have a target. And
me!
And when Ty and I work together against a target, I mean, not Ty, George and I working together against a target, I think it comes out pretty positively.
Yeah.
Even if it's not so positive for Ty, which I apologize. But he's, in that sense, I think, just with being funny and then also being willing to, you know, have himself be made fun of, I think he's kept the podcast alive a lot since Chris has left. Credit where credit is due.
I agree.
I'm a catch.
I know he's not happy. He was. I can see he was so intrigued. He's like, oh man, that's so nice. He's, man, good for you. And then I hit him with that. He's like, you motherfucker.
I was so shook because the way it sounded like the whole point of that story was just to get to that ending. Like, I recognized that maybe it wasn't, but, like, that's how it sounded. And I was like, he fucking took us on an emotional roller coaster just to wind up there.
You gotta give it a minute sometimes, you know? You gotta give it a minute.
Fuck your minute.
No. My story is, and I'm not gonna use any names, so we'll call this guy Carlos.
Carlos.
But
we know who you are, bitch.
I've taken Spanish like 5 times.
You would name the guy Carlos and then talk about Spanish.
Well, he was Hispanic. And he was in Spanish, and I knew another guy named Carlos. You know what? Shut the fuck up. All right, so...
Where are your place?
My bad. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Bitch.
I used to talk to him. I don't even remember him. I know that sounds bad. But I was in sophomore year of high school, and I've taken Spanish like 5 times throughout my life, and I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
So I would like ask him for help on questions and things like that. He was a quiet guy, not super well kept, but nice enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would imagine kind of similar to how I imagine the guy in your story.
Yeah.
Ty.
No, not like you. Not like you at all. You're pretty socially like there.
Thank
most
you.
Of the time.
Give my credit.
But so I, you know, I keep going on through life and I get into junior year and I completely forget about the guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember him at all. And then I get into senior year. Don't remember him at all, right? And it's the probably second week before I'm about to graduate from high school. And this girl comes up to me and I'm like, oh, a girl. I'm dating somebody, but still, this is exciting. She's approaching me. I'm not used to being approached. This is cool, right?
Yeah.
So she comes up to me. She's like, hey, are you free after school? I was like, yeah, why? You know? And she says, oh, there's this guy that wants to meet you behind school. And I'm like, okay.
Pennywise.
Who? And she's like, oh, it's Carlos, right? And I'm like, I don't know Carlos. Who is Carlos? And she just gets this look on her face like, oh shit, this is going to be interesting, right? Because I'm going to go there and not know who the fuck he is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, don't worry about it. Just, you know, go behind the classroom and meet him there after school. So I did. I waited till school was over. And I thought either it was a prank or it was going to be something cool. I don't know. I go over there and there's a guy.
Yeah.
I did not recognize him.
Carlos.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, bro. So I don't know if you remember me. And I was like, I don't. Because I was still not very good at social situations. I would have lied now. But yeah. At the time, I wasn't thinking. I was like, I don't. And he's like, well, look, I know you're leaving. I know you're about to graduate. And I just wanted to tell you that I'm in love with you. And I was like, what? Like, wait, come again, right? And he's like, we were in Spanish together and you used to talk a lot and I'm in love with you. I was like, okay. Look, I'm proud of you.
Oh, you're proud of him.
That's what I said, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm proud of you. Like, you know, good for you for putting yourself out there. I think that's really strong. But I'm not gay. He's like, I know. I was like, okay, then why are you telling me? Because nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know, but I just wanted to make sure that I said something before you left. And I was like, okay. And I respected that. And then we went our separate ways. But it was a weird moment because I'd never, like, really interacted with a gay person like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I think it was mostly positive.
Yeah.
For me, like, he wasn't mean or rude or anything. Mm-hmm. And I was probably a little bit rude, but not intentionally. I just was taken aback.
Yeah.
But, you know, props to him. The shout out to Carlos. It's a story from my teenage years.
Yeah. I give him props because, I mean, regardless of the situation, to admit your feelings to the person you have feelings for is always tough.
Yeah.
And it's never easy. Yeah. It's always scary. Mm. So I give him mad props for being able to work up the courage to admit, knowing that more than likely it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he knew that you weren't gay.
Yeah.
But he still had to say something before you left. And that takes guts.
Yeah.
It takes guts. So, balls. Carlos, you know. Kudos to you, man. Mad props. Robert, you're a dick.
I mean, well, I've had to reject gay men since then. I haven't handled it like that.
Oh, okay. Also, gay men go after you a lot, then.
More than you'd expect, honestly. Or maybe you would expect a lot.
You look good.
Why do you gotta yell at him to tell him?
Why is he the one saying that?
You know his girlfriend's right there, right?
Remember, you stuck with me.
Okay. All right.
Hey, calm down. Put the knife down. Producer, put the knife down. He didn't mean it. All right. Chill out.
You know my heart only goes out to you, producer. Don't worry. He's just my side hoe.
Pocket poom poom.
Why are you going to be so weird?
Why are you not weird?
I'm not that weird.
So what's the problem?
You know, I don't know what I'm saying.
So you should know something for once.
Ty, do you have a story you'd like to share with us, or should we move on to the next topic?
Do I have a story of my high school?
I don't know. We asked you the question.
I know. Now I'm asking myself because I just need to make sure, do I have a story?
So you're asking out loud?
Yeah, because I think out loud. Okay. You know, talking to yourself is a sign of healthy brain function, depending on how you do it.
You know, thinking out loud explains a lot if you think about it. Like, because he's
too much thinking going for one.
Because he talks a lot. So if he's literally saying everything he thinks, that makes a lot of sense.
That's fair.
Like, when he tells a story, he'll go through every motion. You know? That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Man.
I don't think it's another compliment, but, you know, continue.
You're a hater. You just wish somebody had something good to say about you. Damn.
Listen, I'm not going to see you for a few months. I need to get it all out now. So that way, when I see you the next time, I have fresh stuff.
Don't cry.
He said he's going to miss me.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck you guys.
All right, I have no story. I really don't. I
it's
don't
selective.
You don't have any story like that?
I don't have a story to compete with your fucked up story. You telling somebody off. I mean,
I think telling somebody off. That's not how I would go.
I mean, shit, I think you guys know my three stories of gay situations and...
Yeah. But I don't know. High school is a weird time. I would imagine you probably have more stories. Maybe you're just not... They're not coming to mind right now.
I mean...
Is that...
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, I was just doing that because I was talking.
No, we were doing that because she was on the camera and it cut.
So do you have a story or not?
No, I said no.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of a story that can relate to these two topics.
But didn't you go to the Fyre Festival 2 years ago? What happened there?
I don't go to any festival.
You didn't go to that festival?
No.
Bro, you missed out, dude. It was all kinds of bullshit.
You sound like you went.
No, thank God.
George, I love you, but that was a really weak transition.
There's no way for me to figure out a way to get to that.
I know.
Everything being said, how long I was trying to wait to see if something.
But you might as well have just been like, okay, next topic. That would have been a better transition.
I liked it.
You know what? If you would have never said anything because they can't see our faces right now, nobody would have known.
You think that would have sounded natural?
It would have sounded so natural.
I appreciate it.
Because we're natural people.
Are we?
Maybe.
Define natural.
He doesn't know the definition of natural.
I don't know the egg. I don't know the actual.
What
was that?
So tell us about the Fyre Festival.
So the Fyre Festival is like a huge shit show. Some guy tried to actually working with Ja Rule, tried to throw a music festival in the Bahamas in the span of 6 months. And he was charging like thousands of dollars for these tickets. Thousands of dollars. That was just general admission. And then imagine you can only imagine the VIP, the luxury tickets and all that stuff. You know, and he was promising things like you get FaceTime with all these celebrities and artists.
What the fuck you laughing at?
Nothing, I was just smiling. I can't smile at you anymore?
No, you look good when you smile.
Well, nah, I'm not gonna smile at you now because you're yelling at me. You're a dick.
On his last day here too. Wow.
You jerk. So yes, he was targeting rich millennials. He was targeting kids and teenagers that had way too much money.
Hey, imagine being rich.
Ha.
Yeah, I probably would have gone to the Fyre Festival.
Funny joke, Ty.
See, this is why I target you.
I love you too.
So yeah, but can you? We're obviously just trying to get to this last podcast. We're three in a row. But no, it was just so. So yeah, the thing was a huge shit show. This guy made huge promises that he couldn't commit to.
Yeah.
Promising things as far as like VIP treatments, greeting meets.
Greet and meets. It's meet and greets.
Will you fuck off?
Will you say your words right?
I can't.
English is hard.
I know two languages.
Uh-huh.
So that's more Spanish.
I know one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do it right.
Fuck off. So
what'd you say about me?
I said you only know one language.
That's true.
Exactly, I know. That's what I said.
I don't know, he knows ghetto. Do you not know ghetto? You've spoken it on the podcast before.
That's
so.
Not a language. That's an accent.
It's a language. It's a language. It's its own vernacular.
I've heard you speak ghetto before, and I don't know what the fuck you're saying. But no, yeah. So all these kids got their money taken out of them. They got due for thousands and whatnot. Fuck off. All right? I'm trying to get to this last fucking topic. I was hoping we didn't hit this topic, because by the time we got... through all our stories, I don't want to hit this topic anymore.
Do you want to skip it?
I really want to skip all this topic.
Producer, what's another topic we're talking about for this?
Do we have time? What's the time?
Yeah, we have time.
Oh, we got time to hit it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stick to it. I was trying to do the story time, and you didn't have a story to tell us.
All
right. You're going to tell me you don't have any stupid stories from back in the day? That's a fucking lie. I'll tell you that right now.
No, just do the fire.
Yeah, go back. So yes, no, the guy dupes all these kids out of their money, gets, promises like artists like Major Lazer, Diplo, Travis Scott, Blink-182, all these other ones that I told you about. And all literally the day of, they all bail out.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Major Lazer, I think, was the only group that went to the venue to check it out and like were cool about it. And then like asked questions about like, how is this going to get set up? How is this going to do? And blah, blah, blah. And they couldn't give them answers. And they're like, all right, no, we're out. And they left. But they still got everybody to the island. They got all, well, not all of them, but they got a huge amount of people to the island.
Yeah.
Nowhere for them to sleep, no way for them to eat. They were promising, like, you know, these luxury meals and everything. And they had, like, sandwiches with cheese and ham and, like, a little bit of salad on the side.
Yeah.
It was weird. Super filling. They got fucked over. Big time. Big time. But it was kind of funny because it was a comedian that I heard say on, I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel or I forget who.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on, so there's actually, sorry, side note, there's two documentaries about the Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
One on Netflix, one on Hulu. Both really good. Check it out. You're going to get a lot more information out of it. But check it out. Fyre Festival.
The documentaries?
Yeah, Fyre Festival.
Cool, I'll look it up.
Yeah, check them out. The one on Netflix, it gives a point of view from like, not from the guy who did it all. The Hulu one has like him actually answering questions. Like they confront him about it.
Yeah.
And they straight out call him a con artist and he just like talks his way out, like talks his way around and say, no, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's a great talker. Like he knows how to talk his way out of anything and he knows how to sell shit. But that's at the same time, he promises too many things. And
hashtag then, Chris.
Boom.
Damn. Two women.
Oh.
Moving on.
So check out the documentaries. They're really good. And yeah, the dude was going to jail. He got on bail for like, I think it was $300,000 or something. He got on bail and then he started going back to doing the same thing. Like he started like selling tickets, promising tickets that weren't real, like promising tickets to the Met Gala. Is that what you say? Met Gala?
Yeah.
Tickets that you can't get tickets for. You have to be invited. And then even then it's like, like tickets to Burning Man. It's like, well, that's not a thing. Like it's a like that. And eventually he got caught again. So then he had to go, and then they brought him in. He's going to jail for, I don't know how many years, like 60, 70 years or something like that.
Damn.
But it was seeing everything. What got my attention was that my roommates brought it up to me because they know I love festivals. They know I've gone to quite a few. And they asked me if I was going to go. And I asked like, what the hell? Like, no, like, what? Like, what's the lineup and where is it? Someone's going to be in the Bahamas. They told me the lineup. They showed me the prices of the tickets. I was like, the fuck? And it's this is the first year it's going to be put on? They're like, yeah. I was like, no, that's stupid. Like, this kind of a lineup with no reputation, and these are the tickets? Like, oh, fuck that. I'm not going. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And what do you know? It was a shit show. But they had all these kids that went and bought tickets, like, right off the bat. I'm not going to lie to you, though. The promo trailer for it, to promote it, was fucking dope. It was sick. And that's what everybody saw. They saw this little promo trailer. So they're like, oh, hell yeah, we're going to be hanging out with models and celebrities and this and that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, everybody bought tickets. Everybody put more money into it. Like, it was insane.
CGI is amazing.
CGI. That's, I mean.
It is amazing, but that has nothing to do with the promo trailer. You can't. Sorry.
No, no, I'm sorry. Just saying I agree with you. Like, this is one of those things, Ty, where it's like, you know, I don't know how you got there. And I'll tell you what, if we do a future podcast and I've edited this one and I thought that I understood, I will say something. But right now, I don't think that's going to happen.
Perfectly fine. That's what makes me Ty.
It is. Right. It is.
My friend Bianca from back in San Diego, she loves your facial expressions.
Thank you.
Because they make her laugh.
Thank you. I didn't really like that one where you were talking to Chris and you said, oh, you know, with him?
Yeah.
With the guy, because he was talking about a girl. Oh. And then Ty's just here like...
What?
Like, yeah, he's... Yeah, that was funny. No, but
I've been practicing, girl. Thank you.
But the Fyre Festival, right? So... I don't know. I mean, what do you have a question about it or what?
It's crazy to see how quickly people can jump at something just over social media.
Yeah.
Not really knowing all the details.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, especially now with, you know, kids who have money to spare. You know, not even kids, like just anybody who has money to spare.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they hear about this festival that's supposed to be, you know, fucking fire. No pun intended. And, you know, they just throw money at it just because they saw a freaking promo trailer on online and on social media and whatnot.
Be like that.
It's weird. It's weird how social media has taken it to that point.
It is weird.
And
but it be like that.
Yeah, it does. It does.
You do. Be
but
like
the same
that
too.
Like
it's
that.
Like you just. All right. Can you say something else, Rick?
No. That's the extent of his vocabulary.
Thank you.
But I mean, it's like I don't
have a band.
Maybe because I have no money, so that's probably why I thought about it. It's like I don't want to spend this money.
Yeah.
But,
imagine being broke.
Oh, yeah. We don't have
that's
to imagine the fuck you talking about.
That's my life. Oh yeah.
But there was a comedian that was joking about it. It's like if you're gonna spend $2,000 and go watch Blink-182 in an island, it's like you're fucking tripping. And even I thought about it, like I love Blink-182, but even I wouldn't pay $2,000 for a ticket to go watch them at an island or even at a concert.
Yeah,
because tickets aren't like that. They don't have those kind of tickets.
Yeah.
So it just did not make sense.
Mm.
So. But yeah, that was my big thing. Is like, I don't know how this festival even became a thing within, you know, people actually jumping at it because they just saw something on social media.
I mean, people are gullible nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at like on Facebook, half the articles you end up reading are factually inaccurate in some respect.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody scrolls down to the bottom or checks like, where is this sourced from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How accurate is this? Back in my English class. Yeah, back in
exactly.
No. Back in my English class, he had us do something where we traced an article back to its initial source,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we took it from a tertiary source, so like, you know, or not a tertiary, but like a third source.
Okay.
Right? And then we went to the source from that, and then went to the source from that, you know, it got that from. And looked at the different headlines and the different facts within the articles.
Yeah.
And they would change completely. It was like that game, you know, where you line up in like a circle,
mm-hmm.
and then you whisper something in somebody's ear. And
telephone.
Then it goes,
telephone.
And it goes around, and what you end up with on the other side is completely different.
Yeah.
From what is actually the case, what was initially said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in this case, it was like a scientific study,
mm-hmm.
about like the effect that coffee has on cancer,
mm-hmm.
right? And scientific studies said it is unlikely that coffee has any, or black, sorry, black tea. The black tea has any effect on cancer, but we did notice that, you know, when we used it with these people got better. There was like one more person that got better.
Yeah.
Right? And another then the next article said, oh, you know, one more person gets better with using black tea.
Mm-hmm.
Insufficient, like, facts, like insufficient evidence, you know, more research needed. Then the next one said black tea may help you get, you know, rid of cancer, right? And
yeah.
It just changes over, like
it's never the same thing.
Yeah.
It's never word for word or the same kind of evidence or topic. It's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's always, I mean, if you look back, like actually we talked about it on the podcast last time, like think about all the stuff that was written, you know, years back in the day,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, being rewritten.
Yeah.
How much of it got changed?
Yeah.
How much of it didn't make it to the next book?
Yeah.
Because either somebody just didn't want to write it in, or it was misinterpreted.
Yeah.
It's been happening for decades.
Big facts.
And it's a big problem when people don't even check the source.
Yeah.
Or even like, it was pretty clear from on the third source that I read,
mm-hmm.
that they had just read the title of the last one. Like they hadn't even read the full article. Because if they had read the full article, they would have known that this was not supporting black tea,
mm-hmm.
as a cure for cancer in any way.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's a problem with today's culture,
mm-hmm.
that we don't go back and check, okay, is this accurate?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I'm guilty of that.
Well, we all.
When I was in school, like sometimes I wouldn't go back and fact check anything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I had to get essays done, and I just had to like, I got to the end, and like went back to like maybe proofread like a couple of things.
Yeah.
But then by like, if I was exhausted by it, like, you know what? Screw it. I got my pages. Fuck it, and I'll send it.
Yep.
And then I'll just take the grade as it is.
Yep.
Sometimes I got a C. Sometimes I got a B. I think I got an A once.
Wikipedia for the win.
You know?
Boom.
Actually, no, I didn't like Wikipedia.
Really?
I never liked it.
I loved Wikipedia because they would always have the little numbers so you could just click on the other site.
Yeah.
And then list that as the source instead of Wikipedia.
No, I never liked it.
Oh, that makes sense.
I never liked it for one, my teachers always said don't use it. And then two, I always saw that there was like, there was some links that were like, you know, good. Mm-hmm. Or not links, but like just information on whatever topic, whatever person or thing I was looking at. But then there'd be other times where it's like, all right, this is obviously not true. So then I would go and find my other resources, like did my own resources.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Wikipedia was never really like my go-to, at least for school.
Yeah, it wasn't my go-to, but I definitely did use it.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it was like a shorter essay.
Yeah.
Because it condenses everything, you know, and you're just kind of like, okay, this is what this means. This is why.
I like this topic a little bit better than where we started. I like where we started and how we ended up onto this. It's a little more interesting with this.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how we do things, you know? We start somewhere, we end up somewhere completely different.
And we never would have gotten here if we just stayed on one topic podcast.
Wow, full circle.
If it worked for you meddling kids, boom. I said it.
All right, guys. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for tuning in for another podcast of You've Been Served.
And you've been separated.
How are
you going to close out my podcast? I never said I was done.
Because you know what? That's just what we do. Actually, no, but we're...
We steal each other's jobs.
All the time.
All the time? The time of all?
I knew you were going to try and say it. Like, I knew you wanted me to say that, but it didn't make sense. I just didn't feel like saying it.
But did it make dollars?
No.
You don't know that.
What?
You think we're getting paid for this?
How would you know?
Are we getting paid for this?
I'm working on it, but not
exactly,
as of this moment.
He's working on it.
But are we getting paid?
Eventually, we will get paid.
Actually, you know what? I haven't even gotten my last check from Rockstar yet.
Nobody cares about your last check from Rockstar.
Let me ask, though. If we were to start getting paid for this, would you come down from Sacramento every couple of weekends? Because you would have it as a source of income, so it's like...
I mean, yeah, if it meant that, you know, it also helps, I mean, you two and Chris to get... Well, more you two. Like, I know Chris would be hard because of the fact that he has school.
Yeah.
That's harder to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because I knew that'd be conflicting with your guys' pay as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't come down, it just makes it harder and everything. Like, yeah, I would make more of an effort.
Well, I think it's just there's always more incentive if you're getting paid. You know what I mean?
True.
Like if we were all getting paid for this podcast, I'm sure would be like 10 times better.
We'd put way more effort,
way more research. We'd have better mics.
Yeah.
We'd like, you know.
We actually find a spot where we can get some like... decent airflow.
Yeah, for real.
Nothing against your place. Thank
you.
No, you're right.
I can't wait till winter for that reason because it's like, I'll
be
glad.
Give me the list of the top 10 topics trending today. And that's what we'll talk about.
Fucking useless.
next topic on the next podcast. Apple Watches. Good or not?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Skadoodle.
Where are we on time?
We just hit the hour mark. All right.
So it's about that time.
All right. So shall we close?
We shall.
All right.
We shall close.
I will start with closing these legs.
It's about damn time. They've been open for far too long.
Yeah. Starting to smell.
It's the airflow issue.
It's due for a shower. All right, it's hot out here. I forgot to use my ball deodorant.
What?
There's a thing. That's a thing.
Ball deodorant?
Ball deodorant.
Now that's a topic.
Right.
That is a topic. All right. Well, we're for the next one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Manscaped. I love y'all shit. Woo! But in the meantime, it's always been a pleasure. All right, so there you have it, you guys. Don't know your name, fan that only wants to talk about one thing. Sorry, baby girl. We gotta have our fun with these topics because this is the one real time we get to talk about anything and everything. So.
And then it gets cut.
And then it gets cut, yeah, because y'all ears are too sensitive, so.
Boom! How dare you talk about our viewers and our listeners like that? They are nice people.
Yeah.
Say that like I care.
Fucking asshole.
For all the Beehive cooperatives, sorry. Beyonce's amazing. But we gotta get credit where it's due. Jay-Z, keep your hustle game going, support your kids and your wife, and do better. No more cheating. All right. As for the Fyre Festival,
fuck off. That's what I say.
Thank you.
Fuck off.
All right. So you know who it's been. It's been Ty. It's been Robert. What was your name again? And on this fabulous, glorious day, close to Halloween, we tell you, you've been saved.
Trick or treat.
Now get the fuck off my lawn.